are listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network, global food for thought. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. When it comes to learning eBay, there's nothing like learning from your fellow sellers. They're your best bet. With us now to talk about sellers helping each other is Debbie Womack. She's the leader of the eBay Sellers Facebook group by that name. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller Home to Outdoors. Debbie, why are Facebook groups a good place to learn about selling on eBay?
Well, I think they're good because a lot of new sellers, they just don't know how to list properly, or they get stuck with answers. You know, something sells and they're not sure about how to really ship it right, or it ends up needing a refund. There's different questions that sellers ask each other on these groups, and it's a great source of information. And even us, sometimes us older sellers get stuck on something with all these new changes, and so we help out. They're a great way to ask questions and find answers that you're stuck with.
You know, Debbie, most of the groups are fun and great and everything, but every now and then you run into a group that it just seems to breed negativity. So what should we consider when selecting a group to join?
Well, like my group, I keep it fun and clean, and members, just look through your posts. Look through the posts, see how they're at. Read the rules. See what's supposed to be done in the group. If the group seems like a lot of negative, you know, you write the admin of it, or just, you know, go out of it. My group is fun and clean, and my other members in my group really are great members. They watch the group. If something goes on that's not supposed to, they either message me or they'll report it.
And then you take action. So
yes, I do.
What are your rules?
Just basically, you know, post, add, but don't spam. You can post a link to a problem. Say you're listing something and you want help with your keywords and listing and your pictures. I don't have a problem with that. List it, the link, but don't just throw stuff up just for us to see. There's many groups out there that you can just promote on.
Facebook groups do offer a lot of helpful content when it comes to just talking between sellers. But what about, I mean, what happens besides that? I mean, do you actually author content specifically for the group?
Myself, I do. There are files in groups. It's up at the very top of the group pages. I post files in there. Every time eBay puts out a new announcement, I post it on the group. Any of the eBay webinars or any webinars that pertain, you know, to selling, I post them. So the members within the group can see these posts that may not be aware of them.
How old is your group?
It's about 2 years old.
So are they mostly experienced sellers? Are there some newbies?
I'm getting a lot of new people. A lot of new people that have only been selling maybe 6 months to a year. Little thing, you know, a lot of people don't know how to find them. And a good way to find groups is look at your other eBay member friends that are in your Facebook friends list. Go to their group list, find their groups, see what they're in. You can do a Facebook group search. You can go to Google, do a search. But there's not just selling group, but if you're selling a certain type of item, say you sell vintage clothing or vintage glassware, there's groups pertaining to that to help you, you know, get the right listings up.
So if I was to join a group, what could I expect to experience as a member of your group in particular?
In my group, you will get answers. I'm always posting, you know, ask questions. You'll learn answers. If we don't know it, we will find it. It's a great way to, you know, ask questions is basically what it is. People ask questions on listing. Hey, can you help me with these keywords? I'm stuck with this. I don't know how to list. You know, I've got this problem with the seller. What do I do? How do I handle it?
So I know that
find answers, you know, just
sure.
Don't be afraid to ask questions.
I know that you sell on eBay as well, top-rated seller.
Yes, I have. I've been selling since 04.
So Home to Outdoors is Debbie's user ID. Do you find that having to manage and administrate this eBay group, this Facebook group of yours, does that eat into your time? How much time do you spend answering questions?
I go on in the morning while I'm waking up, drinking my coffee, and then I'll go to work on my eBay stuff during the day, and then I go back on in the evening. Maybe I'll take a lunch break, but I have great members that help out. If somebody posts a link to a spam, and I consider spam as posting an outside group, maybe they have a website or they're just trying to promote their items without asking questions, members can report them.
So you've been selling for... I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You've been selling for 10 years.
Yes.
And you started the Facebook group 2 years ago. What made you start the group?
I just love teaching. I like helping other sellers. I feel I'm very knowledgeable on eBay. And hopefully one day, maybe by next year, I'm hoping to become an education specialist also. I have a meetup group in town, too, that we hold once a month. So there's different ways you can learn. But the Facebook groups, a lot of people are on Facebook. Even while I'm listening, sometimes when I'm kind of slow, you get those days you just don't feel like listening like you really should. And I always have my Facebook group open, too. But sometimes when I'm very concentrated, I'll close it out because it can distract you.
So you love to teach people. I know that feeling. I feel rewarded by it myself.
Oh, yeah.
When I'm able to teach somebody something, and that's something teachers have known for centuries, too. It is very rewarding. Griff, you must be rewarded by helping people.
It's a never-ending reward, actually.
So somebody like Debbie, who has started this Facebook group, it's a perfect outlet for her to feel rewarded by her teaching. Do you, as eBay rules change, you have to learn all the new stuff, right? Right away.
Yes, I keep up with them. And like when the new sellers change is coming up, I post those links. I'm always posting links that pertain to eBay on the group so other sellers will know. Also in files, I'll post them in there so people have reference to them.
Well, I happen to know the head. I know him personally, the person who's in charge of the education specialist program.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps I could introduce you to him.
Jeez.
Sure.
And that would help. That. Would you like to meet him?
Yeah.
Debbie, meet Griff.
Hi, Debbie.
Hey, Griff. I know Griff.
Griff is in charge. Griff is in charge of that group now.
So to speak, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I am. I belong to a lot of different groups.
But no, I mean he's in charge of the education specialist program, Debbie.
Oh, I understand, yeah.
Yeah. So
I think Debbie knew that.
What does she have to do?
Griff knows who I am.
What does she have to do what?
To become an education specialist.
Oh, well, you have to first go to www.ebay.com/ESP. And you start the process there. There's a one-time annual fee of a certain amount, and then you have to take a test, and you should be ready to go. And I encourage you to do so. So just go to ebay.com/ESP.
Mm-hmm. I have looked over there and just haven't done it. I can't tell you why. Probably just procrastinating.
Well, I got to tell you, that's what I asked before. It sounds like you've got a full plate, so I'm not surprised that you might have reconsidered actually
getting... But it's all part of it. I mean...
It is all part of it, but we only have 24 hours in a day.
I know, honey, but it's leading up to that. Everything that she's doing is showing that she loves to educate people.
Yes, so
and
she should so be an education
I think
specialist.
She'd be a really good one.
Oh, she'd be excellent.
It's on my near future goal list.
And what do you sell on eBay, Debbie?
I sell kitchenware. It's Home to Outdoors. The store name is Kitchen Home Outdoor Store. So mainly I started out with kitchenware. kitchen product, bakeware, cookware. Got some decor up there, and I'm an outdoor person, so I added outdoor supplies. It pertains to families, you know, that you're in the house, you got to cook, but you also might enjoy the outdoors.
Is that a passion of yours, cooking outdoors?
I love it. I love to cook, so I stuck with something that I enjoy. I think that is something sellers should do, you know, especially new sellers. I get so many, I hear, I don't know what to sell, or I'm just selling this and that. Find your niche. Find what appeals to you. What are you interested in?
How can we find seller Facebook groups, including yours?
Excuse me?
How can we find seller Facebook groups, including yours?
You can, like I mentioned, you can go to your other eBay sellers that may be in your Face friends list. Look at their groups. See what groups they're in.
How do we find yours?
Search.
How do we find yours, Debbie?
Sellers helping each other.
Perfect.
We love it. Thank you so much.
And actually, I even have a fan page and I have a website that go together.
Tell us what they are.
The same titles, like www.sellershelpingeachother.com is the website. It's a blog, basically. I'll kind of post things up there.
Okay, thank you, Debbie. Here's our music.
Thanks, Debbie. Always great to talk to you. This segment was brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Coming up, reflections of a veteran seller here on eBay Radio.
Delved into social marketing but couldn't tell if it was working. Social Beacon from PageMage makes it easy to know exactly where you stand. Social Beacon is a new tool that lets you post to Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest all at the same time. Then it measures results. You'll know how many Facebookers clicked to take a look and how many Twitter and Pinterest followers also took action. Social Beacon is free. You can share your first item in just 5 minutes. Go to PageMage.com to start now.
It's eBay Radio's 11th anniversary, and we're celebrating with a party and conference at Bally's Hotel in Las Vegas. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, June 17th through the 19th. The bad news is we're sold out. The good news is we have a standby list. Go to ervegasstandby.com. It's your chance to meet the eBay experts, the gurus of e-commerce, and eBay employees. We're adding new people every day. Don't wait. Sign up for standby now at ervegasstandby.com. That's ervegasstandby.com. And remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
Where is the Seller Information Center? I can't find the fee calculator.
Isn't there a downloadable PDF about that?
The eBay website is full of useful information if you know where to find it. You need eBay Radio's Seller Bookmarks. It's a list of essential links on eBay.com. Go to eBayRadio.com and click Archives on Demand. You'll find Seller Bookmarks under the Seller Resources tab. eBay Radio Seller Bookmarks. eBay links you didn't even know existed.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.